Welcome back to the She Mentors podcast. My name is Ali Aidy, and today is the last podcast recording of 2020. So instead of our usual interview, I thought we'd play the video recording of our mentor awards party that we hosted last week inside the membership. This year it's a virtual event, so we had people tuning in from all over Australia, but that didn't stop us dancing, drinking, laughing, and there were a few tears as well. We host these mentor awards inside the membership every December, and we go right back through the year to find our most inspiring, supportive members, and then we shower them with lots of love and prizes. This year, we recorded 685 mentor hours, which is incredible, and it just goes to show the type of women we have in this community. They supported each other through COVID like no other community I've ever seen. We helped each other find new jobs, launch businesses, and we became close friends and allies. If you want to see the video highlights of 2020, they're all over our social media, so you can jump over to shementors.com.au, log in to the membership because it's actually free for people to log in. And if you like what you see and you want to book a mentor hour, then you pay to become part of the community. But if you just want to have a look around and log into the She Mentors platform, you'll be able to see the video highlights inside our dashboard, and you'll also get a little sneak preview of what this community is all about. Otherwise, head over to Instagram at She Mentors, and yeah, you'll see lots of videos and stories on the incredible night that we all had. Enjoy this episode. It's a great way to end the year. Let's have a look here. Oh my gosh, I don't even think I'm going to be able to read all of these out. But we've got Amy, Soraya, hello, Hannah from Vietnam. Love that you're tuning in from Vietnam. Mel, she's at home in Melbourne. Chloe, just me from home too. Yeah, I'm from home. Great to be here. Claudia's in Geelong. Shawnee's in New Zealand. You look nice, Shawnee. I like the earrings. Very glam. It's funny dressing up for like a party when you're just like at home, isn't it? I was like, I'm going to put some like earrings on and stuff. And it's just like me, but with you. So that's okay. We've got Valentina, Daniela, having a rosé. Nice. It's like the one night of the year that we're allowed to have a few drinks, I reckon. Anne, she's in Melbourne. Crystal, yeah, G&T, nice. Looks like a great party in Melbourne. Jess, how many, or Jill, how many have you got sitting with you?
I was just typing.
I'm so jealous, that looks really fun. How many of you are there?
10?
11.
Who can count?
Too many champagnes to count.
Yeah.
Six bunches of balloons.
Wow, I love that. Oh, that's really lovely. We definitely want to get, you know, some smaller local meetups happening next year because we've got people in obviously Sydney and Brisbane, and so that's really lovely to see. Thank you for organizing that, Jess. I hope you have a lovely night. So what I'm going to do just now is just to kind of talk you through the night, because we've got lots of really exciting awards to hand out. First of all, we're just going to have a walk down memory lane. We've got a video to show you, which hopefully we'll play. And then we will kind of recap on the challenges we've had, the wins that we've had, and all of you have had. And then we'll move on to Top of the Charts Awards. So we'll be announcing most popular podcast episode of 2020, which was a member interview. So that's great. Biggest event of 2020. Most loved up mentor hour. Best collab. Most active Facebook member. And then we'll move into the mentor awards. So most supportive member, rising star, most courageous moment, best COVID comeback, biggest win of 2020, and then the big one, mentor of the year. Before we launch into the awards, I'd like to take this opportunity to acknowledge the traditional owners of this land, the Boon Wurrung and Wurundjeri people, and pay my respects to their elders past and present. Okay. So we've been reflecting as a team on this massive year. And tonight is a real opportunity to sort of reflect, take stock, and celebrate this incredible year that we've all had. One of the big things that we found is we've been blown away at the generosity of this community, of all of you. The strength, resilience, and courage you've all shown has brought us so much closer. We've become friends and allies, and that has really shone through above everything else that's happened this year. We've recorded a record number of mentor hours, which we'll reveal later. Our membership has more than doubled in size, and we've attracted women from all over Australia. One of the biggest changes is that we have evolved really from a Melbourne meetup to with local events like you can see here. We had just before lockdown, we managed to get in the very last event, which was our leadership event with Larissa, Jane and Lisa. So I'm really glad we squeezed that one in. And when COVID hit, the first thing that happened was Amelia, Molly and I had an emergency meeting. And we had like one agenda item, and it was, how are we going to support our members in lockdown? You know, we've gone from like traditional local meetups to how are we going to meet up, because we can't in person. Now, we knew the mentor hour could be done online, but for us it was like, how do we get everybody together and bring them closer during a really difficult time? So if you can cast your mind back to those of you who were with us right at the start of the year, we were really quick to launch group mentor hours. And we did a 6-week mini series where we asked all of you to host the sessions for us. And again, everybody put their hand up and said, yep, I really want to host a session. We had Claudia Navarro, Catherine Toms, Kate Bora, Amelia Strother, Michelle Large hosted a yoga session, Claire Wu, Shani, lots more as well. And we had group mentor hours on everything from parental leave to yoga to resilience. And this was like a massive turning point for the membership, because I think it really highlighted to us the value of offering community-led events and facilitating those conversations between all of you and providing that space for everyone to contribute and offer a different perspective and point of view. And even though it was online, they still felt intimate and they still really highlighted the beautiful members that we have. We also offered free COVID memberships to anyone that had lost their job or business. And I just wanted to let you know, we are continuing to offer that into 2021. So if there's anyone that needs support, you've got friends, family, colleagues who've lost their job or business or struggling, please get them to get in touch with us, because we've seen some really great results from offering that and being able to support people through that time. Spurred on by the massive community effort from all of you, we saw the rise of community-led events like Book Club, you can see here, which has been a really huge success and has been hosted by all different members. So every session is hosted by a different member. We'll be continuing that into 2021, and we'll be asking you to vote on the next round of books that we host as well. And New Business Bosses, our lovely monthly meetup, which is hosted by Serena and Vari. So this was like born out of a need to connect with other women going through the same experiences and struggles as themselves. And we've had so much amazing feedback about this particular catch-up. And I think it's testament to the warmth and energy that Serena and Vari both bring to the table. I absolutely love that we have this in our community. So thank you to both of you for all you do to support our members. We love it. So if we cast our mind back, the focus of our events at the start was very much around mindset and confidence, overcoming limiting beliefs. And we were all very positive at the start of the year, weren't we, about what we could achieve. But we learned how to be kinder to ourselves with the lovely Jane Taylor. We built our core confidence. So we had Kate Bora presenting, and this was a really fantastic masterclass, actually. And then we learned how to motivate, inspire, and support each other through the podcast, through redundancy chats with Deborah Daly, and through our leadership events. And a big focus for us this year has been working on our own personal brands. So we've seen members, all of you, stepping out of your comfort zones. You've been posting LinkedIn videos, you've been doing Instagram reels, you've been sharing personal stories. And it takes a lot of courage to do that. And we wanted to kind of highlight that. And you'll see some of this in the video we're going to play for you. But it's really important to be visible and to be constantly putting yourselves out there. And this is something that all of you have done. And I think it's, again, testament to the community that you feel safe that you can do that and we all get behind you and support each other. And towards the end of the year, we moved into brand partnerships, social media month, and obviously we continued group mentor hours and VIP masterminds. And due to COVID, our membership has become a global movement and we have a tiny smattering of members all over the world, which is really exciting. It's going to make things a little bit more complicated with time differences, but this has been an organic thing that's happened and I'm really proud of that. Okay, I'm going to play this lovely video that we've been working on. So many beautiful moments. Sorry if we didn't include you in that. We had literally like hundreds and hundreds of pictures to choose from. But we absolutely love putting that together because it just, in those dark moments, those moments that you think, oh God, this has been hard. You watch that and you realise how far this community's come. And that's because of the generosity of all of you. I've absolutely loved doing that video because it's just sort of proven, the strength of this community. So many lovely comments from you. I'm going to be posting that across socials and tagging lots of you. Yes, Deborah, you can have this to look on the site later. That's probably kind of highlighted and reminded you of a few things. I'd love to know what your favourite moment of 2020 was. If you wanted to drop it in the comment, or like the best mentor hour you had, or the best event or speaker, or yeah, just give a shout out to someone that, you know, that's made 2020 for you throughout this community. While you do that, I'm going to share my screen again. So let's dive straight into top of the charts. So these are the best of the best. So the very first one is most popular podcast episode. So if you haven't already listened to the podcast, I would love you to go and listen to it. We're actually approaching 10,000 downloads, which is has kind of sprung us by surprise, actually. And this year we've been consistently inside the top 50 iTunes charts for Australian entrepreneurship. And our peak position was number 23, which was, again, a surprise, which is really good. So we've interviewed lots of different people on the podcast, including the founder of Keep Cup, Abigail Forsyth. We've talked about redundancy with Deborah Daly, which is a really good one for anyone that's roles being made redundant. How to land speaking gigs on LinkedIn, podcasting and how to leverage it, the lovely Melanie Colling. How to build a deep connection with your customers with Sarah Kerr, who you saw on the video. So we love to interview our members because we have so many great experts in the community. But the 2020 winner not only had the most listens by a whisker, it's very close, it also scaled the charts in Australia, Sweden and Singapore. So we had to award it to this one. Here's How to Have Difficult Conversations with Lisa Malloy. So congrats to Lisa. In this episode, I'd love you to go and have a listen to it because she shares how to deliver non-threatening feedback, as well as understanding how to care for other people's psychological safety. Really great for anyone struggling with managing teams and colleagues and bosses. And really excited. And it was such a great interview. Lisa, if you would like to say a few words.
Can you hear me, Ali? Or should I move around?
I can hear you, but I can't see you.
Hang on.
Hi, everybody. Thank you, Ali. Thank you so much. I was asked to say a few words, and the only thing I can think to say is just how awesome this community is. And hearing some of those comments, and this is like the seriously most psychologically safe group of women I've ever met in my whole career. And I mean that. A lot of these groups are not like this, right? Who agrees?
Yeah.
So thank you, Ali, for creating such a good community. And if I could just help, like I said to you, if I could just help one person with how to navigate a tricky conversation, then my job is done. So thank you.
Love that conversation. Well, again, we'll post the link to the podcast. Really fantastic. And we really appreciate having you in the community. So thank you so much. So biggest event of the year. So this is like the biggest turnout for an event. And this particular event came at just the right time because we were mid-pandemic. We're all feeling very low at the time. And it was actually hosted by one of our most loved mentors, someone who's been with us for a really long time. And it's actually the first event that I probably like shed a tear at, aside from this one, because I probably will at this one.
So, drum roll, I wonder if you guys can guess. Biggest, oh. is self-compassion, fearless self-compassion with Jane Taylor. So this event had over 75 people show up, which is obviously really impressive for a Zoom event. And Jane talked about the importance of self-forgiveness, understanding, and being gentle with our inner thoughts and criticisms. And she's got such a lovely way about her, which I'm sure you'll all agree. So I'd love to hand over to Jill just to say a couple of, to Jane to say a couple of words. If you're there, Jane.
Hi, everybody. Well, thank you. That's such an honour. And I hope you're all still practicing your self-compassion practice, because it's such an amazing practice, and I talk about it all the time. I practice it myself, and I'm absolutely thrilled that so many people came, and I hope you all got something from it, because it was a gift for me to be able to be there and to share that with you, because it's been such powerful influence in my life. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Jane. Some lovely comments coming in. Daniela says, congrats, Jane, loved that event. Claudia said the same thing. Shani said, Jane, you're such a beautiful human being. Love my mentor hour with you and the event. And Anne said, Jane led us with grace and gave us so much time and gave us so much at such a challenging time for many people. Yeah, you really do. You have such a warmth about you. I think that's probably why you brought the tears out.
Gonna make me cry now, Ellie.
No, it's an emotional cry, isn't it? So yeah, have a read of those comments, James. They're all for you.
Thank you, I will. All
right. Okay. So next event, a next award, most loved up mentor hour. So this was a fun one because we looked through all of the pics and all of the captions. And these two, we just had to award it to these two. They're both She Mentors legends. And to see them together in person was a real highlight for the team here. So the winner of Shani and Hannah. So this one, obviously the picture's full of hearts, but it was actually the caption that really got us. So Shani's caption read, my heart fills with so much love for Hannah and our time spent together yesterday over a homemade lunch where time flew and we ended up spending 3.5 hours together. Took so many goodies away from our session, identified blocks, having deep, meaningful conversations, and the best part was feeling a new level of empowerment. Super grateful for mentor hours and being able to connect with incredible souls. So, Shani and Hannah, if you're here and you'd like to say a couple of words.
Beautiful Shani, you first.
Well, firstly, Ellie, thank you so much for holding this beautiful evening and for building such a beautiful connection of just genuinely loving human beings. I think, you know, I remember catching up with Hannah in between Melbourne's kind of lockdown, and we've both actually moved from Melbourne now. I would much prefer to be where Hannah is at the moment. It's dark in New Zealand. And, you know, one of the biggest things that I took away was just having this really genuine human conversation with Hannah, where I could just be open and raw about kind of the challenges that were going on. We identified limiting beliefs and we were both just able to hold incredible space. And like I said, you know, 3.5 hours just flew by, and it was such an honour to be able to have Hannah at my home and also to be able to cook a beautiful homemade meal for her. So, yeah.
I mean, if you're not getting cooked food by any of your mentees, everybody, they need to step up their game. So having Shani cook for me, which was a privilege in itself, just being in that woman's energy is amazing. Like, we have, to Lisa's point, we have some amazing women here. And Shani is just, like, all sparkles and shine and sunshine. So not only did was it good to talk to her and identify a lot of things in me with her, and that's not just because of our accents, but it was absolutely phenomenal to spend time with her. And like you say, 3.5 hours left, and I was also able to share with her at that time that I was probably going to be moving to Vietnam during COVID, which is also a challenge. And having relocated countries as well, both of us in that time, it just shows you how quickly things can change in life. So it was absolutely my pleasure. And just like all mentor hours, I find I always come out of them thinking, hang on, who was that for? Even if I am the mentor. So it was an absolute pleasure. So thank you so much, Shawnee. She talked me into that photo too. You can tell based on my body language that that was a coerced photo, but it was a happy photo. Coerced one, but a happy one.
It was a lovely, happy photo, yeah. And you know how much I love the photos, everyone. If a mentor hour goes by and there's not a photo, I'm have a little bit of, I'm a bit sad because I just like to see you all in action. Like, this is the mentor hour is my vision, obviously, for She Mentors. So to see it actually happening and you all meeting really does make my day. So thank you to both of you. Well done. Okay, next award. So best collaboration. So obviously we love nothing more than seeing our members collaborate and work together. And this particular collaboration was a really creative one, very fun, and it brought together two different minds and skill sets, both from different industries. So the winners of Best Collab. Brainy Box and Art by Ames. So Amy Nan and Ajisa Joshi, the brains behind these two brands, had a fantastic idea to create a special Mother's Day ISO box. So you can see the pictures on the right-hand side. Amy did the designs and Ajita has the boxes that they send out. So we absolutely loved seeing this come to life. So congratulations to both of you. If you're here and you'd like to say a couple of words, you can unmute yourselves now. And I'd love to hear how it did actually, how the collaboration actually was received.
This is Amy from Art by Ames. Thank you for just your support, Ellie, and the She Mentors community. It was really great to collaborate with Sherry and the Brainy Box team, who I actually met Sherry for a mentor hour to talk about podcasting. And then she reached out later and said, look, how about we work on something for Mother's Day? And so it was just really wonderful, I think, to just see how you can bring two different brands or like ideas and come together to work towards something that's really special for mums. So I don't have any other stats, so I'm not sure how it did, but safe to say that it's a really great opportunity, and just encourage everyone to just think of ways in which you can work together, because I think there's so many brilliant minds here and so much creativity. I'm sure there's going to be some amazing collaborations in 2021. Thanks, Ellie.
Yeah, I'm sure there is. Is Sherry or Ajita here? No, that's okay. I just wanted to make sure I didn't want to cut them off.
They were such good products. I bought them for my daughter's godmothers as well. They were amazing boxes. Oh, phenomenal.
Yeah.
I also have to apologise that I didn't include Sherry in there. I thought I did. But, yeah, it's obviously Sherry, Ajita and
Amy. Yes, both have this. But yeah, well done. It looks amazing. Like, to see the photos of the collaboration as well. Really fantastic job. So well done. And yes, have a look at all these lovely comments for you. I actually can't keep up with the comments, so I'm going to have a look later. But people are saying beautiful boxes, both stunning creative women. Congrats, beautiful. Yeah, so you should be really proud. It was really fantastic. Okay. One last glimpse of the boxes. All right, so most active community member. So as lots of you know, the Facebook group is where a lot of the conversations and real-time support takes place. And this year, we actually had a look at the Facebook stats, and we've had 844 posts, 6,460 comments, and 16,625 reactions, which we were really surprised about. Which just again goes to show what a beautiful community this really is, because you get behind each other and you look after each other and you welcome new members and you applaud each other's successes and help each other when you're down. So the person who has been the most active is, drum roll, Claudia Navarro. So Claudia is a frequent poster in the group, but most of all, she is someone that really celebrates other women. She always offers, like, you know, potential gigs and opportunities to other members that could potentially grow or enhance their business. She's left over 50 comments, and she's constantly supporting and encouraging other members with kind words and mentor recommendations as well. And she always puts her hands up to help other people, and she hosted one of our group mentor hours in lockdown, and she did a lovely job. So for that, we're really thankful to have Claudia in this membership. So Claudia, if you're here, we'd like to say a few words. You can unmute yourself.
Yes, sure, Ali. Well, first of all, thank you so much. I'm so deeply touched and grateful for this mention. And when I thought about She Mentors, I reflect back on my journey when I started my business and I became a new mom as well. And those years, I felt so lonely. I've never felt so lonely during that time. And despite that, I was part of other groups. And late last year, I made the decision to join She Mentors, and I have never looked back. I was one of the best decisions that I've made. And it's been amazing to be part of this community. And as Lisa mentioned as well, like, to find a community of women so supportive where you feel safe and you celebrate each other and contribute, it's not easy to find. So I want to say thank you so much, Ali, for creating this space, for having the vision, and also for never give up and continue persisting despite the challenges. And thank you everyone as well for being part of my network, and I'm so glad that I was able to contribute in one way or another to the community. So thank you so much. Thank you, Molly, as well. Molly has been amazing through all, like, all the time. Like, she's honestly, you are fantastic, Molly.
We have a great She Mentors team. Love them all. They all do so, so much. And I'm really glad you noticed this because, yeah, they're brilliant. Love them. Have a look at all those lovely messages for you. Just beautiful. Yeah, really happy to have you. And we do appreciate all of those likes and comments in the group because it just shows you're thinking about people and you're there for them. So it's very much appreciated.
Thank you, Ellie.
So mentor awards coming up now. Rising star. So this person came to our attention during lockdown when we were hosting group mentor hours, and we all noticed and commented on her energy and positivity, not only at the events but just also in the Facebook group. And she's had a very challenging year. She moved to Australia, leaving her family behind in India and her husband in Canada. So she really utilised the networking of She Mentors. She started upskilling, booking lots of mentor hours to gain clarity, focus and confidence when she needed it the most. So for this reason... Lakshita Sharma. So congratulations, Lakshita. We absolutely love seeing people rise above the challenges and flourish. And we really believe that you deserve to be recognised for taking a lot of action and showing a lot of courage throughout this year. So if you're here, I can't see you, but I hope you're here.
I'm here.
You're here, yay.
Yeah. this community has been so amazing, and I think this is the best decision that I made to join this group, and the support of all the women and each mentor has added so much value. And even, you know, to the mentor, it might seem that it's just 1 hour, but that 1 hour becomes so valuable, that a tiny advice to a big thing that gets into your mind and you begin to work on that. So the support of this network has been just amazing, and I love this community. And I have a plan that even if I've moved to Canada someday, I'm never going to leave this group.
No, don't leave us.
No, never.
I'm glad that everyone's been able to support you, and that, yeah, you've made the most of the mentor hours to help you.
Yeah.
It hasn't gone unnoticed. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks. A big thanks to all the mentors and all of the women of this group. Thank you.
Ah, pleasure. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Next award. Most supportive mentor, member.
and mentor. So this person has been a real shining light in our membership. She brings a really calm, generous energy to the group. And I think she's always on the lookout for ways to celebrate and amplify other women in business. We particularly loved the video of her playing the guitar. And the fact that she was just encouraging other members to share their hobbies of the heart, as she called it, which I loved, and wanted people to sort of, you know, build deeper, more meaningful relationships with each other in the community by sharing what they love doing outside of work. And it really hit home, and it generated so many comments, that video, and you saw a little sneak preview in the video that we showed earlier. So, the winner... Cut it off. Melissa Martin. So congrats on winning this, Melissa. It's really been amazing to watch you grow throughout this this year. You've had a big impact on a lot of people, and we've noticed it. You know, we've noticed that you've been supporting everybody in the Facebook group and working with other women and offering, you know, opportunities and being there when the going gets tough. So thank you, Mel. I would love to pass over to you if you're here.
Oh, thank you so much, Ali and Molly. And I mean, I'm really humbled to get this award just because I feel like I won it on behalf of everybody, because everyone in this group is so supportive. And I just think back to, you know, joining last year, just thinking, I love this idea of the mentor hour. You know, this is such a cool thing. I'd love to be part of that. You know, and joining late last year, and I just think, oh, thank God that I did, because, you know, no one predicted what this year would have, well, has turned out like. And if I hadn't have joined She Mentors, what would I have done, you know, during lockdown? Because, I mean, you know, I think we all have our networks and stuff, but sometimes they don't always, they're not always like as aligned. And joining a group of women who, you know, are ambitious and in business or looking to get into business and are all like-minded, so you can kind of share that understanding, which you can't always with your girlfriends, has just been incredible. So thank you so much. But I really feel that, you know, I've won it on behalf of everybody, every single member of the group, just because without the support of everybody and the mentors that I've had, you know, I mean, I don't know what I would have done, especially in lockdown here in Melbourne. So yeah, thank you. And thank you to everybody, because I think it's just an incredible community. And I'll echo the comments of Lisa and Claudia as well, that there are groups and then there's this group, you know. So yeah, it's just, there's an amazing spirit here that I haven't really encountered in other groups. So thank you.
Well done. Yeah, you're right. I think the warmth of the group really kind of amplifies, because I think the biggest way we're growing is through referrals. So you're all referring, you know, like-minded people to join who share the same values and who want to be part of this cycle of giving. So that's why I think it's such a powerful community. So you've hit the nail on the head. So thank you, Melissa. Congratulations.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, and you're much loved in the membership. So
thank you.
All right, so next award, most courageous moment. So this one is bittersweet, because we're celebrating someone in the membership who shared their story of domestic violence. And it was during the storytelling masterclass with Diana Newman. And it was a really vulnerable moment that inspired other people to speak up and reach out to this person for support. And again, I think this is testament to the safety that people feel in the community with each other. So the most courageous moment award goes to Jess Bilston. I heard everyone screaming, that was amazing. Jess, you have been so vulnerable and honest in sharing your struggles, and I think it takes a lot of courage to do that. You've inspired so many people in the process, and I just want to let you know that we're all here to support you, and we really do appreciate that you've been so open with that. And if you'd like to say a few words, then we'd like to hand over to the party room.
It's a fun party room here. you're going to make me cry. I think finding this community has been like a saviour. Oh, shit. I'm not crying. It's the champagne. Like what I think, you know, Lisa said and some of the other women, it's such a safe place to be vulnerable and, you know, to just get that support when we're having a shitty day or we're going through things that people can't visibly see but that are going on and we need someone to share to. And I can't remember who just said it, but sometimes you can't go to your friends or, you know, you need to have that other group that you do feel just really safe in. And I think with vulnerability comes, you know, growth, and with vulnerability comes, I mean, I've learned so many other women in this group that they've approached me with really similar stories, and that's helped us grow together as well and be there for each other when, you know, we do have those moments where we reflect on the past. So I'm so grateful for this group, and, you know, I lost myself a bit out of the group, as you know, Ellie, and I came back in because I really needed those people. And, gosh, Hannah's in Vietnam saying, let's have a wine Zoom, and the women here today. So I think it's I don't know how I would have gone through lockdown without the group, and it means so much. So thank you for this. But I think it's about making everyone understand and aware as well. We can all speak up and be vulnerable, but be in a really safe environment and have that support. So thank you, Ellie, and everyone.
Oh, you're going to start me off, Jess. Yes, we love you. And I think that is the power of this group, because we've all had those moments where we just thought, oh, God, you know, these personal things are happening in my life. And this is why it's so beautiful, because we are so much more than just a business networking group. We are friends and family and sisters, so that's lovely. I'm glad you feel safe with us, and we're here to support you always. Okay, so best COVID comeback. I love this award because not only did everyone come back from COVID, I think, in a really positive, amazing way and showed a lot of strength, this person has a real success story. She suffered a pretty devastating blow during lockdown when she was made redundant, and she actually found out the day of a She Mentors event, and she still showed up online and she shared her story with us, and she was really vulnerable and open and was quite sad on the call. And throughout the next sort of few weeks and months, she showed up to like all of our events, all of our group mentor hours. She connected with so many of you for mentor hours. And thanks to, you know, this community, she was able to regain her confidence in her skills and abilities and score herself a brand new job. So we're really, really excited about this one. Is Soraya Santan. Congratulations on your new role. We're just really proud of how far you've come this year, how you handled yourself. You know, you didn't even give yourself any time to feel sad. You just got straight into a really positive mindset and just made the most of the community and connected with so many people. So I will hand over to you to say a few words, but just know from us that, you know, it's a fantastic achievement, and I'm really happy that you managed to find a new role.
No, thank you so much, Ali, and thank you so much to the She Mentors community. I am beyond grateful to have found this community, you know, the support and love and encouragement that I've had from every single person, you know, the comments, the mentor hours, the virtual masterclass, the group mentors, everything. I think I certainly lost the belief in myself when I lost my job. I was completely lost, and there were other things. I think 2020 COVID definitely kicked everyone butt a little bit this year, and you know, this award really goes to everyone. It's been an amazing couple of months of, I think, self learning about myself, learning about what I can do, what I can achieve, and you know, different stages of going through job hunting and upskilling and online learning. There's been so many amazing support from this community. You know, I said before, I am truly grateful to have found my squad. I've always been part of a squad, and this is an amazing squad to be part of. And so thank you very much for all the support. I really appreciate it.
Well done. Yes, lots of lovely comments there for you as well. Yeah, really great to see that happen, you know, and be there every step of the way. And yeah, we hope that's obviously why we exist, She Mentors. So congratulations. Well done. We're almost approaching the end. So, biggest win of 2020. So, as you know, every month in the membership, we ask you to share your wins and celebrate the highs and the lows and the challenges. And we'd like to do that because we get into the habit then of remembering what we've done, which in turn boosts your confidence and self-belief. And it's a really healthy habit to get into. And it's one of my favourite times of the month, actually, because I get to see what you're all up to and get to celebrate with you. And so the very last Share Your Wins, obviously, was what was your win for 2020. And so we asked you all to vote for your favourite comments or the biggest wins with your hearts. So Molly called it last week, I think on Sunday night. And this one gives me a lot of pleasure to announce because this person has shown enormous strength, resilience and generosity in 2020. She's done a lot with her own business. She's given back a lot and she's been really creative with it as well. So I'm delighted to announce. Is the lovely Sarah Kerr. So she's the founder of the customer agency. Congrats, Sarah. We absolutely love your work. And not only did I have the privilege of interviewing you for the She Mentors podcast, I've watched your business just go from strength to strength. And your commitment to She Mentors has been incredible. So thank you for all you do.
Oh, thank you. Where am I?
Where are you? Where are you? Yes.
I just want to share this award with really everyone, quite honestly, because everyone, this year has been bloody tough and everyone has had so many wins. Even the smallest wins have been wins and we've got to remember that and hold on to that. I mean, I can echo so much. I've made such amazing connections and really friends through this community and it's really helped me, you know, jumping off the deep end 2.5 years ago from a very safe, very senior kind of corporate, safe, secure world into following my passion and starting my own business about something that I really care about. So thank you.
Well done, Sarah. Like you can see there, she launched the virtual cuppa and she was meeting people, you know, like all over LinkedIn. And yeah, you're really creative with that, Sarah. And you're fantastic support to our community. So well done. Have a read of these comments when you're when you finish celebrating. All right. So we are on to the last one, which is good timing. You. All right. Mentor of the year. Okay. So this was a really difficult one for us to decide because so many of you were so generous with all of your time and commitment. So we had to kind of factor in a few different things. So the person that's won this has given the most mentor hours in 2020 that we've recorded. But what really stood out for us was her generosity during lockdown. So her role was made redundant at the start of the year. And instead of, you know, kind of being alone with that and getting over that and working on herself, she jumped straight onto the platform and increased her mentor hours so that she could use her free time to help others. And it's this real selfless act that I think really deserves recognition. So the winner of Mentor of the Year Anne Pocock. Anne, thank you for supporting our members during your own difficult time. I think that's what's really stood out to us. You've been described, I was reading all of your mentor hour pics and posts, you've been described as magical, generous, and someone who puts others at ease. You shared knowledge on content, SEO, coaching, branding and marketing, and you're an absolute fountain of knowledge. And we're very happy to have you in the membership. So if you'd like to say a few words.
Gosh, wow, thank you. Thank you to Ali and Molly that you made space for me when I didn't know where my space was. for a while. And while I may have mentored many people, I also benefited greatly from being mentored myself. And there's so many of you. But it allowed me to not want to go back to the way things were and to see myself as an entrepreneur, not just someone that thought that was for other people. It was really easy to give back because you all gave me so much, and I think there's all of us are recipients of this award. I had the time and the space, and I prioritized it because I needed a community when I didn't have the old one that I thought defined me and I needed. So I got to grow. The interesting thing with this is I've made friends with people I've never met in face-to-face. And I'm a big hugger. So when I get to meet some of you soon, I hope, because I was locked out of Melbourne for a while as well in regional Victoria, I couldn't have, many of us really had those face-to-face meetings. So thank you to all of you that I met as a mentor or a mentee for holding my tears, my energy, my laughter. Ali, for the vision of creating this space for everybody as well. And I consider it not like traditional or boring, snoring networking where it's all about what do you do, which is usually the first question. It's more about what are you passionate about or interested in learning more about? And so there's a safe space to explore and experiment. And because of the people I've met along the way, I'm doing exactly that. I'm creating my own business. It's a work in progress. I'll be much more loud and proud about it in the new year. I've decided to not go back and be a marketing director anymore. I've become an executive coach. And I'm going to do some consulting, marketing consulting on the side, but only for special people because I want to do more coaching and giving back and helping others grow. And thank you to Amy for introducing me to She Mentors at a time when I really needed it. And I think Amy was She Mentors Mentor of the Year last year. So, no.
Side hustler of the year.
Okay, side hustler of the year. Regardless, I think a pivotal member who introduced me and handed over the reins to something that's really important. So look forward to chatting with many more people and becoming all the things that we want to experiment with. So thank you, everyone.
Yay! Mm-hmm. Woo! I'm cheering for everyone on behalf of everyone. Yeah, you hit the nail on the head, I think, just by saying it's not just about business. You know, we come together in so many other dimensions and we laugh and cry together and it's fantastic. And, yeah, it's really stood out to us this whole year because we constantly see pics of you doing mentor hours. And when you look back, particularly at everything you've done, it really does stand out. So we appreciate that so much. And, yeah, good luck with the next step in your journey, and I know there are going to be a lot of mentors available to you to help you make the most of that coaching business, because we have some incredible coaches in this community. And Amy, thanks for referring our next mentor of the year. That's fantastic. Everybody keep referring people like this, because this is how we grow and this is how we make sure that we like plug all the gaps of knowledge that we might be having in the membership. So I really appreciate that. Thank you. Lots of beautiful messages for you here. Karen says, I've heard the word safe mentioned so many times tonight. This is so encouraging as a new member and I'm looking forward to meeting more of you in 2021. Yeah, it does feel safe, even though it's a virtual environment right now. Like, that's what's amazing about it. I'm really excited to go back and read all of these comments because there must be hundreds and hundreds. Before we put on a couple of little tunes to dance off, I just wanted to talk about the future of She Mentors and just kind of wrap up with what we've got planned. So the Mentor Hour obviously remains heart and soul of what we do. It's what we're all here for. And we're slowly building our communities in each major city. So if you're from one of the other cities that's not in Melbourne, we'd love your help to recruit more local people, because it's really nice, I think, to have the option to either meet in person for your mentor hours or online. So some people, it just works better online. Other people love going for a coffee. So if you can help us build in those local communities, then we can start having local meetups and face-to-face and online. So that's a really important thing to kind of consider, that while we do events, and the events are great, and we'll continue to roll out those events in 2021, the real power of She Mentors is the mentor hour. So please make sure you book your hours in. You don't need to be booking people necessarily strictly for mentoring. You can just have a coffee with them, have a virtual coffee, get to know each other, exchange knowledge, share your journey. It doesn't have to be formal. Please don't be worried about reaching out to people for no good reason. We're hearing feedback from people saying, oh, I just wasn't sure, I didn't really have a good reason to reach out. Doesn't matter. People love to connect and have a chat. That's what it's there for. So please, please use it. Next year, there's going to be a continued focus on the community-led discussions. So group mentor hours, because we've seen not only is there a huge amount of talent in the membership, but I think that diversity of sharing knowledge from different backgrounds and experiences and industries is really powerful. So this community will evolve with all of you contributing to it. So that's going to be a big part of the puzzle next year. We will continue to host the majority of events online, but we know that you want to get together in person, and we want to help you engineer those local meetups where possible, whether that's like four of you together or 20 or like the party room tonight. We will continue to help you get together in small groups and bigger groups in your local communities as well. I'm just reading the comments in case anyone has any questions. Shauna, yes, please. I'm keen to build a New Zealand community. Yes, please. Love that. It's a great opportunity to join in something too if you can't get to an event in person. Yeah, so the other thing is we realised is that the large-scale events in Melbourne are really great, but also can be a bit nerve-wracking for people who are introverts and not great at walking into a room. I don't know anyone that's great at walking into a room and being comfortable with, 100 strangers. Some people love it. Most people are a bit anxious about that. So I think the area that we want to focus on is engineering those connections in as many different ways as possible to suit all of you. January, we are having at the end of January, so the 20th of Jan, we've got a really exciting event where we're asking all of our coaches and mentors to help us do goal setting exercise. It's open to all members, regardless of VIP or whether you're a standard member. And we'll be put into small breakout rooms with one mentor or coach that will help you guide you through a goal setting exercise, looking at strengths and weaknesses, personal goals. So the idea is that we'll have probably like 12 rooms going on, and you'll be in small groups, and those will become your accountability partners for the rest of the year as well. I'm really excited about that one. And again, we're just tapping into this amazing network that we have. So there's lots of opportunities for you to speak, to host events, to get involved with group mentor hours. That's what we really, really value. So there's lots to look forward to in 2021. And I just want to kind of end things by just saying a huge thank you to my dream team. So Molly, Amelia, Natalina and Brendan, and our chief baby officer, Eva, who is in bed, snoozing away. Your passion and commitment to She Mentors has meant that we've not only survived COVID, but we've actually flourished as a team. We've drawn closer together. You've lived and breathed She Mentors as much as me, and you love it as much as me. And that's saying something. And I literally could not have got through this on a personal note and a professional note without you. So thank you so much to you beautiful dream team. And yeah, a final thank you to all of you, because without you, this community wouldn't even be here. We wouldn't have the mentor hour. We wouldn't be sitting here celebrating each other. So I'm not, I knew I was going to get emotional, but
On behalf of the team too, Al, we have to thank you, because you are the vision of She Mentors, and you're a wonderful, on a personal note, you're a wonderful boss, not even a boss, a friend really. to all of us. You've been so supportive and everyone adores you. I haven't prepared a speech, so this is on the fly. But thank you so much. You really are the best. So I hope that, you know, you take away from this just how much of an amazing community you've created and how supportive everyone is. And it really is all thanks to your vision. So, please be proud of everything you've done. You're doing amazing.
Thank you. massive team effort. I can't see Emile's.
Yeah, no, I've been hovering in the wings, just watching and enjoying everybody's participation.
She's the first person I ever employed for She Mentors, and she works in Sydney. Does all the content, the digital, massive asset to the team and to me personally. Yeah, so I know that you see a lot of me and Molly, but there's other people behind the scenes, including Natalina Morelli, who's standing behind Molly, that are massive supports to this business. So I just wanted to acknowledge that because, we are such a team effort. We're very small. We're still a startup. So thank you all. Molls, do you want to play a couple of tunes to see out the end of the session? So feel free to stand up if you want, or you can bop in your seat. We've just got two songs, or you can leave. It's completely up to you. I know the party room will be up on their feet, so I'll be watching you. All right, ladies, have a lovely night. Party room, go easy. We love you lots. Have a lovely holiday, and we'll catch up again.
Please tell me you're all using Uber and you're not driving home.